Highbridge Audio presents The Goal by Eliyahu M. Goldratt and Jeff Cox. Chapter 1.
I come through the gate this morning at 7:30, and I can see it from across the lot, the crimson Mercedes. It's parked beside the plant next to the offices. And it's in my space. Who else would do that? Except Bill Peach. Never mind that the whole lot is practically empty at that hour. Never mind that there are spaces marked Visitor. Nope, Bill's got to park in the space with my title on it. Bill likes to make subtle statements. So, okay, he's the division vice president and I'm just a mere plant manager. I guess he can park his damn Mercedes wherever he wants. I put my Buick next to it in the space marked Controller. A glance at the license as I walk around it assures me it has to be Bill's car because the plate says Number 1. And as we all know, that's absolutely correct in terms of who Bill always looks out for. He wants his shot at CEO, but so do I. Too bad that I may never get the chance now. Anyway, I'm walking up to the office doors. Already the adrenaline is pumping. I'm wondering what the hell Bill is doing here. I've lost any hope of getting any work done this morning. I usually go in early to catch up on all the stuff I'm too busy to do during the day, because I can really get a lot done before the phone rings and the meetings start, before the fires break out. But not today.
Mr. Ogle!
I stop as four people come bursting out of a door on the side of the plant. I see Dempsey, the shift supervisor, Martinez, the union steward, some hourly guy, and a machining center foreman named Ray, and they're all talking at the same time. Suddenly, I'm in the middle of all this. I'm looking at them, they're looking at me, and I haven't even had a cup of coffee yet. When I finally get everyone calmed down enough to ask what's going on, I learn...